This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Memorial Hall here in Dover, Delaware, as the University of Maryland Eastern Shore defeats Delaware State by the final score of 69-65. Doug Newton here as we join the head coach, Bobby Collins. And Bobby, we've had some fun wins this year, but maybe none as emotional as this one against your biggest rival here, Delaware State, going into the Hornets' Nest. And man, this was a tight game through and through, a huge win.
Well, I contribute that to my team. They were really tuned in. They were locked in. They were focused. I didn't have to say very much about what this game meant. And they went out and they performed like it. You know, we did a much better job second half of defending. I think they only scored 25 points second half, which we gave up 40 points second half. So we pretty much talked about defending and not exchanging baskets. I told them I don't ever remember a team winning a championship just on offensive alone. You got to be able to defend. And we did a better job of that second half.
I wanted to ask you about that first half because it was an incredible pace of play. Both teams were running up and down the floor, and yet they were very efficient. It was not sloppy, despite kind of the helter-skelter action. I mean, what was going on in that first half? That was maybe one of the most insane offensive first halves I've witnessed in my time here at UMES.
Well, we didn't hit a lot of threes tonight.
Yeah.
But Devin, Dino, and Devin both hit a three apiece, and I think Dino three really what got us going, kind of set the tone for us. And I'm just proud of our effort defensively. We really got tuned in to try to shut May down. He's a very good player. He makes tough plays. But we said we weren't going to let the other guys hurt us. And he did a very good job tonight. And for the most part, I say we did a good job of playing May.
How about Myers in the one-on-one matchup against Kendall Gray? Obviously, Gray is a phenomenal player, and he showed it. He had a bunch of blocks in this game, and he impacted the game defensively. But what about Mike's effort down low in this contest?
Mike Myers was a man tonight.
He's always a man.
We knew if we went into him that he had a good chance of scoring, and he played very unselfish tonight by getting the ball to open guys when they cut and they double-teamed him. And you know, he played tough tonight, and I thought it was a team effort, and we definitely deserved this win tonight. So I'm pleased and proud of the way we played, and we finished this game tonight.
These last three games have been pretty sweet. You lose to Howard, you beat him. You lose to South Carolina State, you beat him at their place. You lose to Delaware State, you beat him at their place. This has been a little sweet run of revenge for you guys.
Well, yes, you know, we find a way to win those games, and I call that coaching, when you're able to make adjustments and you come back and you beat that team the next time. And we knew how much that game meant to us for homecoming, and we wish we could have got that game. But this game means more than that homecoming game now, especially coming down to the standings. And that helps us, I think we maybe lock in at least a bye. So that means a lot as far as getting rest and being able to compete in the tournament.
Not clinched the bye yet, but it is possible later tonight, depending on the result of Howard versus Hampton. If Howard wins, a top four seed and a first round bye. Of course, if you win against Morgan State, also, that will clinch it if Howard were to lose. So, it's obviously the work's not done, but man, this has been a fun season. 17 wins now, the most since 1981. Well, I know we keep going over accomplishment after accomplishment, the first for the programs. It's been a season of first, really. I mean, can you put it into words?
It was expected.
Yeah.
You know, like I told my team that we want to come in and not just be competitive. We want to win some games. We want to change the culture. And I told them that it's not okay to lose. Let's win. I thought that we had a very good team. We put together a very good team. We mold the guys that were here into what we bought in, and we made it our team. And I'm just pleased at the way the guys have responded. We've asked them to trust and believe in the system, trust and believe in the program, trust and believe in what we put together, and good things are happening.